was a great reformation in the Christian church.
在1500年的时候，教会里面有一个大的复兴。
The Catholic Church had made the Lord's table and worship and song very ritualistic.
那很多的时候，那个天主教当时他们把这个擘饼聚会变成了一个好像一个繁文缛节。
To many, it was almost as though the Christian church had become idol worship.
那很多人来说，好像这个基督徒的聚会就成了敬拜一个偶像。
But there were some great reformers that saw something of the reality of the Lord Jesus.
但是很多的改革家，他们看到了主的实际。
Men like Martin Luther,
马丁路德
John Calvin,
加尔文
Before him, you have John Huss.
也有 Huss.
We don't have enough time this morning to speak of all these great reformers.
我们没有很多的时间来谈这些很多的改教。
And they began to speak great truths of the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们告诉我们很多的真理是有关主的实际。
Just one, for example, Martin Luther reminded God's people that it was by faith, not by works.
那马丁路德提醒我们说，我们信是因着信，而不是因着我们的行为。
This was a great reform.
这是一个很大的改革。
But there's a warning in that reform.
但是在这个改革里面也给了我们这样一个警告。
These men had great ministries.
他们有很在地上有很好的侍奉。
And this Protestant Reformation, started to become a reformation of a lot of ministry.
但是这个新教的改革好像很多的时候就成了一个侍奉的改革。
A lot of speaking.
那也有很多的话语。
A lot of good sharing coming from the scripture.
也有从圣经里面很多很好的交通。
But it had become a reform at the expense of the preciousness of the Lord's table.
但是他们的改教好像让我们忽略了主的饼杯的珍惜。
There's a saying in English, and I hope it works in Chinese, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
在英文里面有这么一个说法，当我们把那个新生儿那个水桶里面的水倒掉的时候，不要把新生儿一起倒掉。
Change had to be made.
我们需要做改变。
The Catholic Church was full of incense and gold and certain motions.
那我们看到天主教里面，他们做很多的事情，烧香等等。
And reform had to come in.
但是我们需要有改革。
But somehow we have forgotten that there is a preciousness, there is a beauty in the Lord's table.
但是很多时候我们忘了在主的饼杯里面有这样的一个美丽。
And I want to encourage everyone this morning to really remember the Lord's table on Sunday morning.
所以我愿意每一个弟兄姊妹今天早晨都来纪念主的饼、主的杯。
You have my permission on any day that I'm speaking, skip my message and come to the Lord's table instead.
如果我信息的时间你不来的话，这可以，但是希望你一定要来主的饼杯的时间。
If you need some extra time to be in the Word and to become a worshiper of the Lord Jesus, you can leave right now.
如果你在这个世界上面有别的事情可以做，让你更好的来敬拜主的话，你可以离开现在。
May we recover the preciousness of the bread and the cup.
让我们再一次来认识到主的饼杯的珍贵。
And many brothers and sisters this morning prove that.
那很多的弟兄姊妹今天早晨向我们
做了这样的见证。I think we all sensed great victory this morning.
今天早晨我们都可以看到这样一个得胜。
Oh, how the Father loves to hear the people say, not I, but Christ.
那父神真的是很高兴我们可以这样说，不是我，而是基督。
So that was just a thank you to you all for...putting the Lord first and the table first.
所以感谢弟兄姊妹在饼杯的时间把主举在首位。
I've been in some dark times recently and that was helpful.
最近我有一些黑暗的时间，但是这是给了我很大的帮助。
My brother got locked out of his house this morning.
我今天早晨被那个锁在门外。
I hope you're okay that I said that.
Yeah.And他说我希望我能够和他可以谈这件事情。
So we both need your prayer.
所以我们都需要你的祷告。
We pray that we'd have victory this morning.
所以今天早晨我们可以得胜。
You know, there was a couple men in the New Testament that went through some dark times.
在新约里面有一些人，他们经历了这样一个黑暗的时间。
And I want to read their story. It's a very familiar story to you.
我想读一下他们的故事，你们也许很熟悉。
It's a story of two disciples that were forlorn and sad.
他们有两个那个门徒，他们脸上真是满带愁容。
They had probably experienced many blessed times like you and I did this morning.
他们也许经历了很多的祝福。
But when they were in Jerusalem, they witnessed their Savior, they witnessed the Christ being crucified.
但是他们在耶路撒冷看到他们的救主被在 钉在十字架上。
These two disciples saw all hope buried in a grave.
所以他们看到他们所有的希望都进了坟墓。
And this sadness caused them to walk away.
所以这个忧愁让他们就离开了。
So let's look at their story. If you would turn to Luke chapter 24.
请大家打开路加福音24章。
This is the story of the road to Emmaus.
这是他们是去以马忤市的路上。
Luke chapter 24, and we're going to read verses 13 through 33.
路加福音24章13到33节。
It's a lot of verses, But we ask that the Lord would open our eyes to what He's speaking to us in this journey.
这是一个很长的经节，请主借着这样的经节打开我们的眼。
I'm going to read it first in English and then all the way through, and then our brother will read it in Chinese.
我们弟兄会用英文全完先从头读到尾。
Luke chapter 24, verse 13 through 33. And behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus.Which was 70 furlongs, which is 7 miles, from Jerusalem. And they communed with each other of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass, while they communed and questioned together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said to them, What communications are these that you are having with one another as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad.And one of them, named Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Dost thou alone sojourn in Jerusalem, and not know the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death,and crucified him. But we hoped that it was he who should redeem Israel. Yea, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things came to pass. Moreover, certain women of our company amazed us, having been early at the tomb. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive.And certain of them that were with us went to the tomb and found it even as the women had said, but they saw him not. And he said unto them, O foolish men, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken, behooved it not the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses and from all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself.And they drew nigh unto the village whither they were going. And he made as though he was going to go further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is now far spent. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, when he sat down with them to meat, he took the bread and blessed, and breaking it, he gave to them.And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Was not our hearts burning within us while he spake to us in this way, while he opened up to us the scriptures? And they rose up that very hour, returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them.
我很快把这经节读一下。正当那日，门徒中有两个人住在同一村子里去。这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们和他们同行。 就是他们的眼睛迷惑了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。两人中间有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他的借据定了死罪，钉在十字架上，但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，看见天使显现，说他活了。只是我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的真如妇女所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。耶稣这样受害，因进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先师起，凡经上所自己的话都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他说，是时候了，日头已经平息了，请与我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要与他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，拨开递给他们，他们的眼睛亮了，这才认出他来。突然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个门徒和他们的同人聚集在一起。
Let's just ask the Lord again to cover this time.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that it is you who opens the scriptures to us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你将圣经将向我们解开。
Lord, we do ask that you would speak to us regarding our spiritual walk.
主，真的是你让我们在看到怎么样在灵里面前行。
That we would learn something from the experience of our brothers that walked before us.
我们可以从前面在我们前面行走的弟兄姊妹那里面学习到。
We do pray that we would not see these two men, but we would see Jesus.
我们不是看见这两个人，而是看见耶稣。
So we're thankful for this story.
我们感谢你给我们这样的一个故事。
But we pray that you would take this story and transform it into reality.
也求你将它变成我们属灵里面的实际。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. From the very beginning, I want to make it clear that these two men on the road to Emmaus were saved.
我首先我要向大家说明的，就是说这两个门徒去伊马忤斯的门徒，他们已经得救了。
They were already following Jesus.
他们已经跟随耶稣。
What they had experienced is something from a verse in Ecclesiastes 3:11.
他们所看到的是，就是说是箴言里面所说到的。
It says in Ecclesiastes 3:11 that God created us with eternity in our hearts.
神在我们里面创造的是一颗有永远知道永久的心。
I think this is always a good reminder for us.
这是一个我们对我们是一个很好的提醒。
Because how many of us experienced the thought that we were born with engineering in our hearts?
我们很多的时候，我们想，我们也许生来就是一个工程师。
We were born with the heart of being a good father.
我们也许生来就是一个好父亲。
Or we were born with a heart to be a good wife.
我们也许生来就是一个好的妻子。
It's very easy for us to forget that we were not born to be a natural man.
我们很多的时候也许想我们生来就是一个好人。
We were not born to be fleshly.
我们也许生来不是属肉体的。
Now we need to eat.
我们需要吃。
We need to make a living.
我们也需要过活。
But these are just means to live in this world that we might come into our spiritual calling.
但是这些只是让我一个方式，让我们能够进入在灵里面神给我们的呼召。
So often when we talk about the gospel, we talk about, I was listening to the radio this morning and they said, heaven, eternity, we'll live forever, we'll live with Jesus forever in eternity later.
就像我今天早晨在电台里面所听到的，天堂是存到永久的。
That's a good thing.
这是一件好事。
But we're to live in eternity today.
但是我们需要 活在今天，就活在永远的里面。
We're to have an overcoming life today.
我们今天就需要有一个得胜的生活。
Now, these two men that had left their home and followed Jesus recognized that they needed a savior.
这两个门徒，他们离开他们的本家，跟随主耶稣，他们认识到他们需要有这样一个救主。
And most likely it was the things of this world that drove them to seek out a true savior.
这世界上有一些事让他们能够来寻找这样一个救主。
At this time in history, the Roman Empire ruled.
在那个时候是罗马帝国在统治。
The political scene, the political parties were about as corrupt as they could be.
那些统治阶层当时是非常的腐败。
Does that sound familiar today?
和今天看起来有一些像吗?
How many of us have put our hopes in the Republicans?
那很多的时候我们也许希望共和党。
Well, then let's put our hope in the Democrats.
也许我们有的时候指望民主党。
Let's put our hope in...social movements.
也许我们把指望放在那个社会的运动上面。
None of this will satisfy.
但是所有这一切都不能满足我们。
And these two men on the road to from the these two disciples saw that the Roman Empire was evil.
所以这两个人他们看到罗马帝国的恶。
They experienced it.
因为他们经历了。
And so they sought out a savior.
所以他们来寻找救主。
You would think that they could find their salvation in their Jewish religion.
他们也，你觉得他们也许可以从他们犹太教的宗教里面得到解脱。
Surely the Jewish sacrifices would be sufficient.
也许犹太教的那些献祭可以让他们有一点满足。
Surely if they practiced the Passover or the different feasts, they would have fulfillment in their life.
也许过逾越节等等，让他们生命里面能够得到一些满足。
But they soon found that even their Jewish religion was corrupt.
但是他们很快发现所谓的犹太宗教的腐败。
Often working with the Roman government.
他们和甚至和罗马政府合作。
Oh, they were so sad.
他们是那样的忧愁。
And then they found themselves paying taxes to both the Jews and the Romans.
所以而且他们发现他们要同时向犹太人和罗马赋税。
Every road they took, they didn't know if they were going to face a Roman tax or a Jewish tax.
那不管他们走哪条路，他们都不知道他们是要向罗马交税还是向犹太人交税。
They didn't have easy tags. They actually had to feel the pain of paying these taxes.
他们没有今天我们那个路上用的那个电子。
These men were undone.
这些人他们被抛弃了。
But they found the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是他们找到了主耶稣。
And they started a marvelous journey following Jesus.
他们在和主耶稣同行的时候发现了这样的美妙一件事情。
They found a man who was going to bridge the gap between man and God.
他发现这样一个人成为我们和神之间的桥梁。
That pull to have eternal life, to live in eternity here on earth, was fulfilled in Christ.
而在主耶稣的身上，他们看到他们可以实现和神，有在神那里有永生的盼望。
They found a spiritual leader who had the whole world in his hands.
他们看到一个这样一个属灵的领袖，他能够领导整个世界。
And as they walked with Jesus, they found out that he paid all their taxes for them.
他们和主行走的时候，他们发现主为他们交了所有的税。
Now, not literally.
不只是文字上面。
But they were going to discover that it was his sacrifice, his brokenness, that would allow them to journey in this eternal walk.
因着主耶稣的牺牲，因着他的摆上，所以他们可以走这条永生的路。
It was a blessing to these two men.
所以对这两个人来说是这样一个祝福。
But then came that weekend.
但是这个周末来到以后，
their leader was arrested.
他们的领袖被抓起来，
their leader was ridiculed.
被嘲笑，
their leader was beaten and crucified.
被拷打，被钉在十字架上，
and buried.
被埋葬，
that was the end.
这就是结束。
They were hurt.
他们受了伤害。
They were sorrowful.
他们满有忧愁。
I want to take this story and make it personal for us.
我愿意大家从个人的经历来想这样一个故事。
Many of you in this room were baptized within the last year.
很多人，很多在座的是在去年受洗的。
And I'm excited for you.
我为你感到高兴。
And listening to those that prayed around the table and listening to your victorious songs and prayers, oh, I rejoice in that.
今天早晨听到你得胜的祷告和诗歌，我心里是满有喜乐。
But I do have a question.
但是我有这样一个问题。
Are any of us in our spiritual walk in a state of brokenness?
但是很多的时候，我们属灵里面的前行是不是破碎了呢？
Or sadness?
是不是有忧愁呢？
Is there something lacking in our lives?
那我们生命当中是不是缺少一些东西呢？
It's okay if there is.
如果你觉得这样，那是正常的。
See, we have an enemy who always wants to draw the spiritual back to the natural.
那因为我们的仇敌往往要把属灵里面的东西把它放回到这个肉体的里面。
We have an enemy and we have a flesh that's going to try to draw us away from a spiritual high to a natural low.
所以因为我们的仇敌要从我们属灵的高处带我们带到这个世界的低处。
It may be this afternoon you had a wonderful worship time around the table and then you have a flat tire.
那也许今天下午你有一个很好的交通和弟兄姊妹交通的时间，但是晚上就发现你的车胎爆了。
Or you had great fellowship at the meal time after this meeting and you go home just rejoicing and you look at your desk and you see your tax forms.
那也许你今天在这里聚会的时候很高兴，然后回到家你看到你的书桌上面放着你那个要交税的那个税表。
I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but sometimes you wake up in the morning, you're ready to read your Bible, and you open it up, and it just seems like another book.
那很多时候你早晨醒来，打开你的圣经要读的时候，好像就觉得就只是一本书而已。
I think it's important for all of us this morning to recognize that that doesn't make us less of a person or less of a Christian.
那也许对我想大家请大家意识到这并不意味我们作为一个人或者作为一个基督徒好像是比较小了一号。
This is part of our spiritual walk.
这是我们属灵里面前行的一个实际。
Because we're still in this world.
因为我们还在这个世间。
There's still sin in us.
在我们当中还有罪。
This world is broken.
这个世界是破碎的。
One of the reasons I came to this thought was something that happened about a week and a half ago.
一周半以前发生了这样一件事情。
And I apologize if I've already told you this story.
如果我已经告诉你这个故事，那我道歉。
But my family and I were in New York City.
我和我家在那个纽约市。
The saints in New York greet many of you.
那边的圣徒向大家问安。
It was a blessed time.
这是一个我的很受祝福的时间。
Well, between meetings and gathering with the saints, we had some free time.
那在和圣徒聚会的时当中，我们有一些自由的时间。
And both my wife and I and the family wanted to go to the 9/11, September 11th memorial.
那我们就愿去那个911那个纪念那个处。
So one afternoon we went down and we started going through the museum.
那我们去了那个博物馆。
It's fabulous.
那我们这是很好的一个
original rebar that had burned and been bent, and they have it in the middle.
他们把那个很多的那个遗物都把他们放在那个纪念馆里面。
They have a fire truck that was crushed, and it's at the front of the museum that you walk by and you see it, and you see those that sacrificed their lives.
他们很多看到一个那个被毁掉的那个救火车也在那里，因为很多的消防员。为此献出了他们的生命。
Very touching, very well done.
那让我们心里面很受鼓舞。
About halfway through, my son, my six-year-old, sat down.
那大概半路的时候，我六岁大的儿子他坐下来。
I was busy being a history buff, reading everything. I didn't notice.
那我因为对历史很感兴趣，我在那个上面读，所以我都没有注意到他。
And finally, I saw my wife sitting next to him, so I went over there, and we had protected him from the worst things. He didn't see that many bad things.
那因为我们很保护他，不让他看到很多比较悲惨的故事，所以他很多事情没有看到。
He wasn't crying.
他也没有哭。
He was a little dizzy.
他只是觉得有一点头晕。
So my first thought was, did we feed him? Did he not get enough water? You know, was I so focused that I wasn't taking care of my child?
那我们也许在想了太多，他是不是吃饱了或者喝水了？
And so we asked him, Micah, what's wrong?
那我们就说你怎么了？
He says, I'm dizzy from seeing all the broken things.
我看到这么多破碎的事，我感到头晕。
That really touched me.
那摸到了我的心。
The sensitivity of a child's heart.
那看到一个孩子的心是多么的敏感。
He really didn't know much about 9/11.
他虽然不懂911这件事情。
He didn't have the wealth of knowledge of all the adults in the room.
他也许没有像成人那么多的知识。
But he knew he was surrounded by broken things.
但是他看到他周围有那么多破碎的事。
Do we as Christians recognize that we're surrounded by broken things?
那我们作为基督徒是不是意识到我们周围有那么多破碎的事呢？
And this is why I point to the story of these two men on the road to Emmaus, because they were broken.
因为这也就是我和早晨和大家交通这两个门徒去以马忤事的事，因为他们看到周围的破碎。
Now, as I said earlier, it's okay to be, to make mistakes.
那我跟大家说，我想说的是，犯错误是没有关系的。
Our Lord Jesus isn't cruel and unusual and leaves us in a broken world just to get dizzy.
那我们的主并不是让我们留在一个破碎的世界里面，让我们感到头昏。
But it causes us to cry after the Lord Jesus.
而是让我们来够向主呼求。
So, I'd like to spend just a few minutes talking about maybe some of the things that come into our spiritual walk that causes us to be sad.
那很多的时候，有很多时候让我们属灵里面会有忧伤。
Sometimes we can become so religious, we lose that initial fervor that we had when we were saved.
那很多的时候我们也许变得是那么关注太多的宗教，而失去我们原来心里面的热心。
Verses 14 through 15, and they were talking with each other about all these things that had happened.
14, 15节，他们彼此谈论所遇见的一切事。
They were reminiscing on the road.
他们是在路上。
But it wasn't bringing them life.
但是里面没有生命。
As I read this verse, I was thinking about our gatherings as a fellowship.
那很多时候我就想到我们在这里的聚会。
Is there life in our table meeting?
在我们薄饼聚会的时候有生命吗？
You know, our brother several weeks ago, it's probably more than that, I've been away for a while, shared with us the importance of waking up early and coming to the table meeting.
那几个星期之前，我们弟兄和我们教通道早晨早点起来，来参加薄饼聚会的意义。
If I was to tell you next week, the Lord Jesus himself was going to be the meeting leader, would you be on time?
那我如果告诉你，下一周我们的薄饼聚会，主耶稣是在这里带领我们，你会准时来吗？
I'm not this talented, but I'd love to hack into the HCA system and put meeting leader Jesus Christ.
我也许没有这样的才能，但是如果有的话，我希望我可以进到我们那个教会的网站，把下一周的那个领事的名字改成我们的主耶稣。
Would we be on time?
那样你会准时来吗？
Would we be sitting in the front row?
你会坐在第一排吗？
Would we have an offering for him?
我们会向他们来有奉献吗？会向主有奉献吗？
It could be that way.
也这是很有可能的。
What an amazing thought that we really are meeting the Lord Jesus together with the saints at the table meeting.
那能够想到和众圣徒一起来到饼杯聚会，看见我们主耶稣是一个奇妙的想法。
But maybe we need to consider that it's just become a religious duty.
但是我们不应该想这只是一个宗教的责任。
I've been going to a Lord's table every Sunday for 34 years.
我参加这个主日的聚会已经有34年了。
That's a lot of Lord's tables.
那这样薄饼聚会在这34年中有很多的薄饼聚会。
I'm sad.
那很多时候我有忧愁。
For how many of them I've wasted.
那我的忧愁在于我因为浪费了很多的时间。
Like these men on the road to Emmaus.
就像这两个去以马忤路上的门徒。
We're going to get to some positive stuff here, so I don't want to make you too sad.
那我们会讲一些正面的东西，所以我不愿意有太多的忧愁。
Our prayer meetings.
我们的祷告聚会。
Are we excited to be at the prayer meeting?
我们来到祷告的聚会里面心里火热吗？
You know, one of the reasons we don't have much, and again, attendance isn't the issue, but often we lack zeal in our prayer meetings.
出席率是一件事情，但是我更多的是想说到我们心里面有没有这样火热。
And one of the reasons for this is we're pretty sure that this West Office building will always be here for us to gather.
那我们知道这个我们在这里的会所，我们永远可以来到这里聚会。
I don't think anyone came down the street this morning, saw a police car, and asked yourself, I wonder if they're going to arrest us for worshiping Jesus.
那你今天早晨来聚会的时候看到一个警车，你不会想是不是因为我们聚会所以警察要抓我们。
We're in such a blessed nation.
我们是在这样一个有福的国度。
That we forget how desperate we need to be in corporate prayer for our gatherings.
那我们有的时候就忘记掉我们这团体的祷告需要有何等的迫切。
You know where there's some amazing corporate prayer meetings?
那你知道有一些团体的祷告。
In Africa.
在非洲。
Because they know that prayer meeting may be their last.
他们知道这个祷告的聚会也许是他们最后一次。
Because the tribal police, the tribal governments are looking, seeking them out to murder them for their faith.
因为那个对面部落的那个首领要来把他们除去。
Same in China.
中国也是一样。
In the Middle East.
在中东。
Russia had a great opportunity of opening up, but now it's becoming difficult to worship in Russia as well.
俄罗斯曾经有一个段时间他们可以聚会，但是现在变得更加困难。
Maybe that's our road to Emmaus right now.
也许这就是我们去以马忤斯的路。
Maybe it's our Friday night Bible study.
也许是我们星期五晚上的查经聚会。
We just get to read the word again.
我们只是需要再一次来读主的话语。
But it's lost its fervor.
但是我们心里面却失去了那样的火热。
Do we know why we do these things?
我们知道我们为什么要如此行。
This is what the men on the road to Emmaus were doing. They were discussing, they were talking about what happened the 3.5 years before.
他们这就是去以马忤斯两个门徒他们所在谈论的过去三年所发生的事。
But they didn't have any answers.
但是他们没有任何答案。
The second crisis on the road of our spiritual walk is the road of the mundane.
那第二个我们属灵那个路上的危机是我们觉得好像平常。
The mundane. We know all the Bible stories.
我们已经觉得好像我们知道圣经上面所有一切的故事。
We know we need to pray before our meals.
我们知道我们要有谢饭祷告。
We know we need to pray for our children to do well in school.
我们知道需要为我们的孩子在学校的功课祷告。
It says in verse 19,
在十九节里面说到，
Jesus asked them, what things are you talking about? And they said, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God.
他们耶稣问他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的什么事呢？他说，拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知。
I hope this works in Chinese. It says a man who was.
这在中文里面说是，就说是一个过去式。
Not a man who is.
不是现在。
They were talking to Jesus at the time.
他们是那里是谈论的是耶稣。
And they were using the past tense.
他们用的是过去式。
Is that how we live our Christian life?
这是我们今天过基督徒生活的样子吗？
I'm the biggest sinner in this matter.
我在这件事上是一个最大的罪人。
I tell my boys all the beautiful stories in the Bible of Jesus' miracles and how he can change us and renew us and how we've been crucified with Christ and it's no longer I that live but Christ lives in me.
那我很多时候跟我的孩子们说到那个耶稣所行的神迹，他是我们的救主，今天我们活在地上不是我们自己，乃是主在我们里面活。
But does it have any life behind it?
但是在这里面有生命吗？
Or is it just a verse that I learned 39 years ago?
还只是一个我在39年之前所学到的经节。
The road of the mundane.
就说是我们觉得以为平常。
This is lost zeal.
就是我们失去了里面的热心。
Maybe you've lost that zeal.
也许你很早就失去了那个热心。
Do you remember when you were first saved?
你刚刚得救的时候，
You wanted to be at every gospel meeting.
你愿意去每一个福音聚会。
You wanted to be at every baptism.
你愿意去每一个受洗的聚会。
You wanted to tell every grocery clerk about Jesus.
你愿意告诉每一个百货店的货员。
When you were doing dirty laundry, you were telling your children how great Jesus is.
你甚至在洗衣服的时候，都告诉你的孩子主耶稣是何等的伟大。
But maybe you've lost that zeal.
但是你今天已经失去了那样的热心。
Or you're living in the past.
或者你已经活在过去里面。
You know, it says in verse 21, we had hoped.
21节我们素来所盼望。
Is there something in your life that you had hoped for, but it didn't come about the way you wanted it to?
是不是在你过去的生命当中，你也许盼望一些事情，但是没有发生？
This is a tricky one used by Satan.
这就是魔鬼的一个工作。
This is a tricky one by our own flesh.
这就是我们一个肉体的一个工作。
You know, there's some seniors that aren't with us today. They're over in the high school group. They probably didn't get into all the schools they wanted.
在我们高中生，特别是高中四年级的学生，他们也许没有进入他们所要去的学校，想要去的学校。
I don't know any of their stories, so I can make one up and not feel like I'm offending anyone.
我并不知道他们的详情，所以我也许就随便举一个例子。
But maybe the University of Texas was their hope.
也许他们想去那个德州大学。
And for some strange reason, they didn't get in.
但是因着奇怪的原因，他们没有被接到那个录取通知。
Maybe Rice lost their application.
也许那个 Rice 大学失去了丢了他们的入学申请。
Do we ever recognize that actually does the Lord allows things to be lost?
当我们是不是认识到有的时候主会允许这样的事发生？
Just a brief story that was instrumental in my wife and my life.
我想跟大家交通一些在我和我妻子之间发生的事。
Many, many years ago, my wife was applying for residency for medical school.
那很多的时候，我妻子申请要去做那个住院医生。
We did the good spiritual thing. We chose Houston and the residency here so we could be in fellowship with you all.
那我们做了一个属灵的一个选择，那我们申请了在 Houston 做那个住院医生，所以我们可以和大家一起还继续聚会。
It was a pretty good chance she was going to get this residency.
那好像她被接收做住院医生的机会也挺大。
It would actually make no sense if she didn't get that residency.
那如果她被拒绝的话，好像不太我们不太容易能够想到。
So here we are, we're praying about it. Lord, what do you want us to do? Oh yes, you want us to be in Houston, you want us to be at HCA, and you have a residency program that's a shoo-in. Amen.
所以我们带着主面前的祷告说，主，你要我们在 Houston， 在 Houston 和弟兄姊妹祷告，那这里在 Houston 有这样一个机会，那阿们。
And so of course the big day is match day where they tell you where you're going to be.
那当然最重要的一天就是那个他们分配的那一天，那他会告诉你你去哪里做住院医生。
Do you realize we never got to match day?
那你是不是意识到我们甚至都没有等到那一天？
They never offered her an interview.
他们甚至都没有给她一个面谈的机会。
Now that's impossible.
那你也许说这个是不可能的。
Now maybe we could see why they didn't accept us later on, but not to even interview.
也许我们可以说他们不接收，但是甚至都没有面试。
Do you know how embarrassing that is?
你知道那是何等羞辱的一件事情。
You know, you could make excuses of why they didn't choose, but they didn't even want to talk to us.
但是你也许可以想很多的理由，他们为什么不接受，但是他们甚至都没有跟我们谈。
That was hard.
那对我们是一件很难接受的事。
We had to go back to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive us for being so proud.
那我们回到主的面前说，主，求你除去我们里面的骄傲。
Maybe we're just making this thing up about Houston. Calling it a spiritual decision, Lord, we're undone, we're broken. This makes no sense.
那我们回到主的面前说，也许我们自以为在留在 Houston 是一件属灵的事情。
So we were looking at Conroe, we were looking at Beaumont.
所以我们就看那个 Conroe 或者 Beaumont 那些城市。
But the Lord gave us peace.
但是主给了我们这样一个平安。
But it was hard.
但是在我们心里面还是觉得很难接受。
Now it was interesting. There was a brother in the fellowship that asked Gloria. How'd your interview go?
那在弟兄当中有一个就问他，你的面谈怎么样？
Now the Lord was very clear that we weren't supposed to say anything to this brother about the situation unless asked.
那主给我们很清楚的看见，我们不应该告诉这个弟兄什么事情，除非他自己来问。
And the reason the Lord told us this is this brother had gone to this residency.
因为这个 弟兄他本人去了那个做过住院医生。
He was very well known in the program.
他也在这个在这个在这个项目当中很有名。
So when he asked us, we knew the Lord said, you know, don't go to him, don't let me work it out. But he did ask.
那主告诉我们说，不要去找这个弟兄，让我自己来做工。但是这个弟兄却来问我们了。
And when he asked, Gloria had to be honest and say, they didn't offer me an interview.
那当然，我其实要诚实的回答说，我甚至没有拿到面谈的机会。
Now this is going on too long.
那这个也许是太长了。
But that brother called the residency program and said, what is this all about?
那他这个弟兄就给那个住院医生的那个负责人打了一个电话说这是为什么。
And their response was, she never applied.
那他们的回答是说他从来没有申请过。
Oh Lord.
那我们说主啊。
Now, we had applied.
那当然我们申请了。
You ever slip something underneath another page and forget that it's on your desk?
那很多时候你把一张纸放在你的桌上，放在另外什么东西的下面。
That's what had happened to the director of that residency.
那当然就是那个住院医生负责人的所发生的事情。
It was there the whole time.
在他的办公在他办公桌上。
He just never saw it.
但是他从来没有看见。
The Lord loves to blind us sometimes.
很多的时候主让我们看不见。
You notice that these two men are blind to Jesus walking next to him?
你看到这两个人，他们主在他们中间行走的时候，他们眼睛迷糊吗？
He's not being cruel.
他们不是主不是说故意这样。
He's taking us deeper.
他只是让我们更加近身。
And when we see that, this road is no longer mundane and boring.
当我们有这样看见的时候，这件事情，这个属灵里面的前行就不再是平淡的了。
Suddenly, every situation in our life has meaning.
每一在我们生命当中的每一件事都有它的意义。
Every situation brings us closer to the Lord.
每一件事都让我们带我们更近的进入靠近主。
Do you have one of those in your life right now?
在你的生命当中有这样的事吗？
Maybe it's that impossible child who won't respond.
也许那个孩子他不愿意回应。
Maybe it's that impossible spouse who won't deal with something in their life.
也许是你的配偶不愿意面对一件事情。
If we see that the Lord has a hand in it, it will no longer be mundane.
但是你如果看到主的手，这一切就不再是平淡的了。
The last part of this broken, sad road.Is a road of duplicity and compartmentalization.
那很多的时候，我们看到这个破碎的路的另外的一件事情，就是这个里面的那个表里不一和人被划分。
It says in verse 28, so they drew near to the village to which they were going, and he acted as if he was going farther.
二十八节里面说到，将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行。
You know, these men were undone.
这些人他们被破碎。
And they decided, you know what, we're going to have a Jesus part of our life, and then we're going to have to go back to our secular worldly lives.
那他们也许说 OK, 这里是我们属灵的生命，但是我们现在需要回到世界里面去。
They decided to live a dual life.
他们过这样一个表里不一的生活。
The Jesus experience, and then the rest of their life.
他们也许经历了耶稣，但是他们还是要回到他们原来的生命里面。
It's actually very common among disciples to do that.
那在门徒当中，其实这个很常见。
What did Peter say after Jesus died on the cross?
当耶稣死在十字架上以后，彼得说了什么？
I'm going fishing.
他说，我要回去打鱼。
I'm going back to my old life.
我回到我的老我的里面。
When we hit that difficult road,
当我们看到这样难处的时候
May we not just start working harder?
那我们不是仅仅的更加努力
May we not just start picking up a hobby?
那我们不是仅仅只是有了多一项爱好
There's nothing wrong with hobbies
爱好没有什么错
But often it's just a cover up for something else that's going on
但是很多的时候只是为了掩盖另一件事情
For me it's cooking
那对我来说就是那个烹饪
I love to cook
我喜欢那个炒菜。
I love to have every cabinet open.
我喜欢把家里所有的那个门橱壁橱都打开。
I love to have things on the stove, in the oven, on the cutting board, and washing the dishes at the same time.
我喜欢看到所有的东西都在那个砧板或者在桌上，同时又在洗碗。
Oh, that's fun.
那好像这个很有趣。
But you know what I've realized?
但是我意识到
it's a cover up.
那也许这是让我掩盖另一件事情。
My wife will say, you know, you're home from work, you want to have some quiet time with the Lord? Oh, no, I'm helping in the kitchen.
那我妻子对我说，你刚刚从工作回来，你也许应该在主的面前有一个静默的时间。那我说，哦，不是，我需要和孩子们在一起。
I'm a family man.
我是一个属家的男人。
I'm going to serve you and love you, wife.
我要来服侍你，要爱我的妻子。
But I've recognized it's a cover up.
但是我知道，这其实是掩盖。
There's a lot of things I do to cover up.
Yeah, 在我生命当中做的很多的事情都是一种掩盖。
Because I've been on this road following the Lord for so long, I've allowed little things to creep in and take away the preciousness of Jesus.
那我也许跟随主的时间很长，有很多的小事进来，进入我的生命里面，让我们不再看到主的珍贵。
This road has many difficulties.
在这个路上有很多的难处。
It actually says in verse 17, I love this verse, they stood still, looking sad.
这十七节里面说到，他们站住，脸上带着愁容。
That's a difficult road.
这是一条困难的一条道路。
And I encourage you this afternoon to go home and look in the mirror and ask yourself, do you look sad?
我愿意你今天下午回到家的时候看着镜子说你自己面带愁容吗
If not, praise the Lord.
如果没有感谢主
But if there's any hint of evil or wickedness or sadness, may the Lord reveal it.
但是如果有任何的难处愿主向我们显明
You know, we look in a mirror, we're to look at the whole face.
当我们看镜子的时候我们要看整个脸
You know, how foolish...for a woman to look in a mirror and look at their makeup that's only on half their face and say, wow, that's beautiful.
那你想没有一个妇女她看着镜子只看半面那个已经化了妆说、哦、这个很漂亮。
And you know what? It is beautiful.
是的很美丽。
Until you go out and you have half no makeup, half makeup, it's hideous.
那你如果走出家那个一半脸化妆一半没有的话那你就意识到是多么的丑陋。
That's that duplistic life.
这就是一个表里不一的生命。
May the Lord expose us.
愿主向我们显明
Out of his love
从用他的生命
He's not being mean
他不是对我们有恶意
This road has many questions on it
在这条路上有很多的问题
It says in verse 20 They were discussing how the chief priests and rulers delivered up Jesus
在二十节里面他们说到祭司长和官府竟把主借去
They were wondering how their leaders could have done this
他们不明白他们的官府怎么做这样的事。
You know, if you have a question in your spiritual life, just take it to the Lord.
如果在你属灵里面有任何的问题，把它带到主的面前。
I mean, one of the ones that get all my teenagers when I talk about the Lord, they always ask the question, why does the Lord allow suffering?
那我十几岁的儿子，他们往往问我说，为什么主让我们受难？
I don't have the answer for that.
我没有一个回答。
The Lord has given me some answers.
也许主有的时候给了我一些回答。
But for you, it's probably something precious that he wants to reveal to you.
但是对我们每一个人来说，主也许有一些事要借着，有一些珍贵的事要借着这样难处向我们显明。
It's also, it can be, let me say that, it can be a road of quitting.
那也许有的时候我们会放弃。
We see the disciples getting to the town. They're going to settle in, and Jesus is about to walk away.
那我们看到这门徒他们到了所去的村子要住下来，耶稣好像还要往前行。
This is a crisis moment.
这是一个主的时间。
These men could have right there said, you know what, to their friend, we'll see ya, we're settling down right here.
这些人他们到了这个村子坐下来，对他们朋友说，我们就在这里住下了。
But there was something that was warm in their hearts.
但是在他们心里面还有这样的一些热心。
And they chose not to quit.
他们就选择不放弃。
And this begins the overcoming road.
这就成了一条得胜的道路。
The joyful road.
成了一个喜乐的道路。
You know what's ironic?
你知道讽刺的是
They were on the road to Emmaus.
他们是去以马忤斯的路上。
Emmaus, we don't know for sure, but there's a good chance Emmaus means healing.
那以马忤斯就名着治愈。
Emmaus was 7 miles from Jerusalem, and it had many Roman baths or spas there.
那在以马忤斯离耶路撒冷7英里远，那里有很多那个罗马的洗浴盆。
And so these men are on their road to healing.
他们是去得治愈的路上。
But there's no healing without Jesus.
但是除了耶稣以外，没有人能够治愈他们。
And it's when they see Jesus that this road reverses to an overcoming road, which returns to Jerusalem.
只有当他们看见主耶稣以后，他们才能够转向。回转向耶路撒冷。
So on this Easter Sunday, I've painted a very dark, tomb-filled journey.
所以今天我要向大家指出这样一条道路。
But let's look at the overcoming, victorious journey back to Jerusalem.
让我们看这个回到耶路撒冷得胜的一条道路。
For these two disciples, it starts in verse 29.
对这两个门徒来说，这一切都开始于29节。
It says, "But they urged him strongly."
他们却强留他。
They begged.
他们强留。
You know, it's okay to beg the Lord.
他们祈求。很多时候我可以来祈求主。
Talk to him.
来向主说话。
Tell him what's on your heart.
告诉他你心里面所想的。
I'll give you a very simple and almost silly example.
我给你一个简单，也许看起来有一些愚蠢的。
A week ago in our house, we had a drain issue. The drain wasn't going down.
那很多的时候，上一个星期我们家的下水道有问题，那个水流不出去。
It had to be fixed.
那当然是我们需要把它通掉。
We needed to go.
我们需要让那个水。
The family was all dressed up. We had a place to be. People were expecting us. But this drain, and we were going to be gone for several days. It had to be fixed.
那我们家正好要准备要出去几天，我们都已经穿好衣服，但是我们需要通那个下水道。
First thing I did was get my tools and start working.
那我所做的事就是找出我的工具，然后就开始来通水。
I've done this a million times. I know how to fix this drain.
我已经做了很多次，我当然知道怎么样来通这个下水道。
It didn't work.
但是没办法解决。
I've done it 100 times. It didn't work.
我试了100种不同的办法，但是没有办法。
And this was the one time I was running out of time.
那我又没有时间了。
So you know what I did as a good Christian?
那作为一个好的基督徒，我做什么呢
？I prayed.
那我就祷告。
Lord, help me.
那我就说主帮助我。
You can do this.
你可以做的。
Show me how to do this.
告诉我怎么做。
But you know, I knew it as I was saying it. It was just routine.
那我知道，我只是这个好像只是成为一个例行公事。
It wasn't real.
这不是 实际的。
It's what I tell my kids all the time. Just pray about it. Just pray about it.
就像我告诉我儿子所说的啊，祷告，祷告，祷告。
But now we were late.
那我们已经晚了。
And we couldn't be late.
那我们不能晚。
But we couldn't have the drain this way.
但是我们不能留着下水道不管。
I prayed some more.
我又祷告了。
It's getting later.
那当然变得更晚。
And forgive me for saying it this way, but this is what I did.
那请原谅我这样说，但是这是我所做的。
I said, "Come on, Lord."
那我就说主啊。
I mean, it was from my heart.
那个时候是我真的是从我心里面出来的。
And it sounds so irreverent.
那好像不恭敬。
Before I made the next movement with that tool, I felt it in my heart. It's going to unclog.
那在我甚至又拿起那工具之前，我就知道这个水会这一次会通掉。
With that one motion, it unclogged.
那靠着那样，因着那样一个祷告，所以那个水就通了。
What a silly example!
那是也许是一个愚蠢的
例子。But I tried my natural ability.
但是我试了我肉体的能力。
I tried my religious duty.
我也试了我宗教的那个方式。
But then I was broken.
但是那个下水道还是不通。
And the Lord answered the prayer even before it happened.
但是当我真正祷告的时候，主就答应了我。
That's the spiritual life we have.
这就是属灵的生命。
That's the road to Jerusalem.
这就是去耶路撒冷的路。
This road is a road of permanence.
那这也是看到我们说。
What did they beg him to do?
他们强留耶稣做什么呢
？Stay with us.
跟我们在请你与我们同住下吧。
Have you ever said that to the Lord?
你跟主有这样的说过吗？
Don't leave me, Lord.
主，请你不要离开。
Lord, I know I'm a sinner, but you've promised you can't leave me.
主，我知道我是一个罪人，但是你应许我说你与我们同在。
He loves that.
他很主很喜欢这样。
Stay with us, Lord.
主与我们同住下。
It's permanence.
主让我们一起。
Don't ever feel like there's no return to the Lord.
那我们就知道我们怎么样回到主的面前。
There's not a sin out there. There's not a length of time of being in sin that you can't just cry out and say, Lord, stay with us.
那很多时候我们在罪里面，我们就向主呼求说，主与我们一起。
And what's important about these disciples is they do it at a time that's getting late.
但这些门徒他们做的时候，那个时候已经晚了。
It says in verse 29, the day had been far spent.
在二十九节里面说到，日头已经平息了。
The Lord wants to return.
主愿要回来。
We started this time by saying that the Lord wants to return and take his people to himself.
主要回来把我们带回家。
These two men realized the time, they stopped, they said, Lord, stay with us.
这两个人他们认识到时候已经晚了，他们就请主和他们同住。
And then they found rest.
他们就得到安息。
It says, and they sat at a table.
他们就说了坐席的时候。
Oh, how the Lord wants to sup with us.
那主和我们一起坐席的时候。
And when he does, and for time's sake, I'll just read the verse 30. He took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him.
当主与我们坐席的时候，主就拿起饼来祝谢了，递给他们，他们眼睛明亮了。
The breaking of the bread is key in the revealing the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到擘饼是关键，让我们能够看见主。
Bread is made of three main ingredients.
饼有这样三个主要的成分。
Wheat,
那个麦粉
water,
水
and oil,
和油。
You go to any place in the world and you will find Bing.
那很多的时候你都可以看到各种不一样的洞。
Probably used the wrong tone, didn't I? You'll find bread.
哦，你都会发现是不同的饼。I thought you said Bing.
And it's so simple.
那当然很简单。
But the same is in our spiritual life.
这在我们属灵的生命里面也是一样的。
What is water in our spiritual life?
那我们属灵的生命里面水是什么呢？
It's this right here.
这就是我们的圣经。
It's pure.
这是圣经的话语纯洁的。
It's living.
是活的。
And it's flowing.
也是流淌的。
I cannot tell you the number of times that my wife and I will go to bed and we'll say, you know, the Lord wants to have us talk to our boys about something, but Lord, what do we say?
那很多的时候在我们孩子要睡觉之前，我跟我的妻子就祷告说，我们跟他们说什么呢？
And the next morning, in our daily reading, there it is.
那第二天我们一起读圣经的时候，我们就得到了那个主的话语。
The word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing soul and spirit.
那主的话语是活的，就像那个双刃的剑，是活泼有功效的。
So it's also a sword to cut the bread.
所以也是一个刀，可以让我们能够拨开这个饼。
So this word is so important in revealing Christ.
所以这个主的话语，神的话，就像我们显明主。
But alone, it can just bring death as well.
但是他如果只仅仅是这些，也可以给我们带来死亡。
Only the Holy Spirit can open these pages to us.
因为只有圣灵才能将这个经节向我们解开。
And that's the oil.
那就是我们的油。
The oil is the Holy Spirit.
那油就是那圣灵。
And now the Spirit of God opens up the scriptures to us.
所以神借着他的圣灵向我们解开他的圣经。
It opens up the scripture with power.
不但如此，他向我们解开还带着圣灵的能力。
When Jesus read Isaiah, he read it with power because he was filled with the Spirit.
当耶稣读以赛亚书的时候，他的话语带着能力，因为圣灵与他同在。
Now I have a question.
我有这样一个问题。
Does oil and water mix?
水和油能够混合在一起吗？
Again, I like to cook, and no matter how hard I try, I cannot get oil and water to mix.
你知道我喜欢那个烧菜，那不管我试多少次，都没有办法让水和油混合在一起。
But how is it that a loaf of bread or a nice roll looks so smooth and so uniform?
那为什么那个饼看起来却是在完全是在一起的呢？
You know what unites those two?
是什么让这两件水和油在一起呢？
Broken wheat.
因为那个麦被破碎。
This is why you and I need to be broken.
所以这就是你和我今天为什么需要被破碎。
This is why it's okay to have these difficulties and challenges.
那为什么我们生命当中主允许有这样的难处？
If we're a broken vessel.
因为如果我们是一个破碎的器皿。
And we say, Lord, open up your scripture to me.
那我们就说，主，求你将你的话经节向我解开。
By the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit in this scripture comes into me.
因着圣灵借着就像油一样，把这话语带到我的生命里面。
And you have a beautiful piece of bread.
那你就有一个美丽的饼。
And you know what the Lord does then?
你知道主会做什么吗？
He breaks it again.
他就再一次破碎。
And feeds others.
然后来喂饱更多的人。
And reveals himself even more.
向更多的人显明他自己。
We're broken by this cross.
我们今天借着十字架将我们自己破碎。
But see, the men on the road to Emmaus, they left the cross without witnessing the resurrection.
那你看到这两个门徒在以马忤寺的路上，他们离开十字架，却没有看到十字架上生命的破碎。
And when that bread was broken,
当那个饼被剥开的时候，
it says they recognized Jesus.
他们眼睛明亮，认出主来。
They found the answer they were looking for.
他们得到了他们的答案。
He broke the bread and they were blessed.
主拨开了饼，他们就得到了祝福。
You know, this is a road of blessing.
这就是祝福的道路。
That first half of the message of all that darkness, all that difficulty, all those challenges, it's okay because this is a road of blessing.
那我们看到这个前面所讲到的这些难处、黑暗都是主允许发生的，因为这是一条有福的道路。
It says in verse 32, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road?"
他们三十二节里面说到，在主给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗
？Suddenly they were men of vision again.
他们里面马上就有了异象。
They saw their calling.
他们看到他们的恩召。
They were called to be disciples of the living Christ.
他们受召来成为主的门徒。
And where did Christ want them?
那主要他们去哪里呢？
Back in Jerusalem.
回到耶路撒冷去。
Now, if you had to choose multiple choice, would you rather go to Emmaus or Jerusalem?
如果你有这样一个多选题，你是愿意去以马忤寺还是去耶路撒冷？
Emmaus was a nice resort spa town.
那你可以看到以马忤寺好像是一个很好的度假的地方。
Jerusalem was the capital for the Romans, for the Jews, for all turmoil.
那你看到耶路撒冷是犹大人或者罗马政府的首府，有很多的混乱。
But because these two men saw Jesus,
但是因着这两个门徒看到了主，
they took the road to Jerusalem.
他们就回耶路撒冷去。
They went back.
他们回去了。
And they found the 11.
他们看到另外十一个门徒。
The 11 who were sad too.
那另外十一个门徒也有忧愁。
But Jesus is going to reveal himself to them.
但是主要向他们所有的人都显明。
And Jesus says, wait here, and I will give you the Comforter, the Holy Spirit.
主就说，在这里等着，我要给你们属灵的保惠师。
And through these disciples' obedience, the Holy Spirit did come and descend upon the disciples.
所以因着这些门徒的顺服，圣灵就来到他们中间。
Hundreds were added to their number.
那受得救的人数就增加几百人。
Soon thousands were added to the number.
那几千人得救。
You and I are here today.
今天你我在这里。
Gathering together just as the disciples did.
就像当初那些门徒一起聚集一样。
Because of little matters of obedience like these two men.
只是仅仅因为这两个门徒的顺服。
They're one of the clouds, the men in the clouds of witnesses.
他们今天在云彩里面做见证。
We can look at this road and say, Lord, thank you for sending these men, allowing them to be on this road to Emmaus.
我们今天看着这些这个圣经说，感谢主，你允许这两个人去以马忤寺。
Thank you for allowing them to go through this little bit of hardship.
感谢你让他们经历这样的难处。
That we might all be heirs to it.
所以我们可以今天来同为后嗣。
The Lord knows what is in your life.
主知道你生命当中发生的每一件事。
That he wants to work upon.
但是他要在你里面做工。
There's something in my life right now that the Lord is exposing.
那在我的生命当中，主要向我显明一些事情。
And I want to confess to all of you in here.
我愿意向众弟兄姊妹承认。
I am the most judgmental person I know.
我是很容易来判断论断人的。
Everywhere I look, I find something to judge someone about.
我不管看哪个方向，我都可以来论断一个人或者一件事。
I'm sorry.
很抱歉。
But if I've looked at you, I've judged you.
我看着你，我也许就会论断你。
Because the Lord has allowed me to fall into this judgment, and I have received much judgment.
那主允许我能够有这样的一个论断。
And I cannot believe, even this morning, the number of times I caught myself judging.
那甚至今天早晨，我还看到我自己论断这论断那。
It's part of my nature.
这是我天然的本性。
It's a flaw of mine.
这是我的一个短处。
And the Lord has allowed me to fall into sin because of it.
而主也让我看到，因着这些事情，我就落在罪里面。
And you know what that has caused?
那你知道这所带来的吗？
Me to look at the brothers and sisters and look for the blessing in one another.
那我就一看弟兄姊妹，看到他们所得到的祝福。
I'm so thankful for all of you.
我为着你们所有的人感谢主。
I'm thankful that you have put up with someone who has been here for over 20 years and hasn't learned Chinese yet.
你甚至忍受这样一个人在这里已经聚会了二十年，却没有学会中文。
I'm thankful for the number of times you've put up with me and my family.
也忍受我和我的家。
And I have not returned the same.
我不会回来还是一个老我。
Before I have ever prayed for you, I've judged you.
也许在我祷告为你祷告之前，我已经论断了你。
And for that, I'm sorry.
那我道歉。
If the Lord grants me the opportunity, I'll tell you more about what the Lord's doing. I don't think it's appropriate at this time.
如果主给我更多的时间，也许我会可以交通更多主在我身上所做的做工。但是今天好像我们没有时间了。
But you may expect to hear from me at some point.
那也许你下一次还会听到。
But you know what's beautiful?
那你知道什么是美丽的吗？
I don't mind it.
那我也不在乎。
I want the Lord to be hard on me.
我愿意主在我们身在我主身上做那个对付的工作。
I embrace this road to Emmaus.
我也愿意来过这条以马忤斯的路。
I don't want to keep walking on it.
我不愿意只是在上面行走。
We're not to stay in sadness.
我们不是活在忧愁的里面。
We're not to stay in darkness.
我们不再活在黑暗的里面。
But if you find yourself there, repent.
但是如果你发现你自己在黑暗的里面，那就悔改。
Our Lord is beautiful.
因为我们的主是美丽的。
He's marvelous.
他是何等的忧愁，他是何等的美丽。
And that road to Jerusalem is fun.
那去回耶路撒冷路是何等的美好。
And my prayer in my life is that the Lord will change my judging to blessing.
那我的祷告就是说，主让我的论断来成为一个祝福。
My prayer is that every time I see you from now on, I'll be able to pray a prayer of blessing.
那每一次我看到一个弟兄姊妹，求主让我能够为着祝福来祷告。
I pray that you be brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我愿意为所有弟兄姊妹祷告。
That you raise godly children.
那你愿意你有敬虔的儿女。
That you have the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那你也被圣灵充满。
That the word of God rolls off your lips.
那神的话语从你的嘴唇流淌。
That you become prayer warriors that change the world.
那你的祷告也来改变这个世界。
For his sake.
为着主。那主也会如此行。 因为他把一切所有天然的变成属灵的。
Because we were created with eternity in our hearts.
因为我们被造的时候心里面就有一个永远。
That's where we're to be, with eternity in our hearts.
这是我们所应该所属的，就是我们心里面有永远。那我们应该是属灵而不是属于肉体，让我们把自己让在主的手里，让我们来把自己让到主的手里。我们一起祷告。 I can hold for you.
Father, we are so grateful for this opportunity to take the road to Jerusalem.
主，感谢你给我们这一条去耶路撒冷的路。
Lord, if there is a reason that we are walking this road to Emmaus, looking for worldly healing, looking for selfish gain, we repent.
主，如果我们是在这条去以马忤斯的路上，看着这个世上我们所能得到的，那我们就来悔改。
Though the road of the cross may seem difficult,
也许十字架道路是困难的。
Though the road to the cross may seem impossible.
十字架道路也许看起来是不可能的。
We want that road.
但是我们愿意在那条路上。
We want to be changed.
我们愿意被改变。
That we might be a spiritual people.
我们愿意成为属灵的人。
An eternal people.
成为属于永远的人。
A church, a bride made ready.
让我们成为一个教会，成为你预备，成为装饰整齐、预备整齐的心腹。
That we might stir your heart to return.
我们愿意来激动你的心，早日回来。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
感谢主，这个早晨在借着他的话对我们每一个人说话。
Thank the Lord this morning. He has taken his time to speak to us again.
我们底下花一点时间，借着今天早晨的信息，我们能够为我们弟兄姊妹们，为我们同伴们有点祷告。
Let us spend some time.